And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goofa Goofa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Wambolt Special, and this is the Zip Heads.
In this life, one thing counts, in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees, you've got to pick a bucket or two.
You've got to pick a bucket or two, boys.
You've got to pick a bucket or two.
Break our backs, stupidly paying tax. Better get some untaxed income.
Better pick a bucket or two.
You've gotta pick a bucket or two, boys.
You've gotta pick a bucket or two.
Watch me or break our backs. Better pick a bucket or two.
Robin Hood, what a crook. Gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out of bigger.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Zip Heads, and you've got to pick a bucket or two. Now, this is part of a Wambolt special, which I'll mention in a moment. But first of all, Heg Tolo, Tony.
Heg Tolo, Paul.
Exactly. I accidentally sent a text to someone today that was supposed to say hello, but for some reason, my predictive text on my crazy Huawei P20 phone came up as Heg Tolo, and I didn't realise that I'd already sent it. And then I thought, oh, you know what? Heg Tolo is quite a good greeting. I quite like that. So I thought I might just unilaterally start using it. And then I thought, hold on, we've got Punky Radio here. I can get Tony to do it as well. And immediately, it's the word of the week.
Heg Tolo. Heg Tolo.
Heg Tolo. I know, it's catchy. That was the Zip Heads. What is the Zip Heads website?
zipheads.zzz or something like that. Oh, it's the way around,
it's,
isn't it?
It's zzz.zipheads.com. That's but technically, it. You could have said zipheads.com and still got it.
That is true.
It is true, isn't it? But anyway, for whatever reason, you understand it, I don't. zzz.zipheads.com. That is taken from an album that came out about 5 years ago called Prehistoric Beat. But it came out on CD. It never been out on vinyl. And earlier this year, Bomber Music brought it out on vinyl with a couple of extra tracks, I think. That's the order that it worked out in. And that, I believe, was one of the extra tracks picked by none other than your mate, Wambolt.
Wambolt.
So maybe you'd like to explain what's happening here.
He left us a Facebook comment. I think it was only last week.
It's Nick, isn't it? Nick Wambolt.
Nick Wambolt.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, just sent us 9 of his favourite tracks. It was exactly the right number for a special, and we couldn't resist.
And we're lazy.
we were in desperate need of a show, so everything just worked out.
It did indeed. So thank you, Nick Wambolt, for making our Between the Wars Wambolt special happen.
I do love a Wambolt special.
One thing I would say, Tony, is that if you get a particular listener to do the list, you don't necessarily get the variation in music that we normally manage ourselves. Not to say it's not brilliant, but as you go through this show, and the first track not included, there is a recurring theme.
Right.
Kind of. I might be taking it back now I'm looking down it. I might be taking that back. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, this is the Wambolt special. Heg Tolo, Nick Wambolt.
Heg Tolo, Wambolt.
In this section, we normally have a joke or a poem, but I haven't got any. So feel free to send me an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you've got a poem for me, Poetry Corner, titling your email, Poetry Corner. If you've got a joke, title your email, Comedy Suburbs, and I'll give you a big Heg Tolo when it comes to it. I'm pathetic. I've suddenly got all festive, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah, what happens is I don't really notice Christmas. I don't really get on with it. I'm not doing it at all. And then suddenly something happens and bang, I'm festive. And it happened this afternoon. I'll maybe tell you about it a little bit later in the show. It's not anything special. It's not like it's a wonderful life. It's not like it isn't like I walked out on a Christmas. Well, kind of a Christmas miracle did happen.
Okay.
And I'll mention it during Facebook about the Christmas miracle, because I saw something that really made me laugh on Facebook today on the Christmas miracle bit. But right now, we're going to play 2 more songs, Tony, that are favourites of Nick Wambolt's over the last year.
Excellent.
So stay tuned to say Heg Tolo to perjury. First up, how about some Bristol punk from Migraines? Now, we first heard from Migraines almost exactly a year ago. I think they were the first band to get in touch at the start of 2018, we're just shy of a week away from our introduction to Migraines. I know you've had them for some time.
Oh yeah, occasionally, yeah.
But anyway, what is, now I'm going to give you a clue here, they're Migraines, or are they the Migraines? What is their Bandcamp page?
themigraines@bandcamp.com.
It is, but I think they are just Migraines. I don't know, but anyway, makes it Tony 1, Paulie being Internet 1, and this is Execution.
But they had none. I wanted butter and milk, but they had none. I want.
Punk-tkin.
Time charge, you're actually clear. Control runs, springs, and it makes more.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Perjury and On the Run, because nothing says Christmas like a bit of hardcore, a bit of oi, a bit of street punk there. What is Perjury's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Perjury Band.
Oh, nearly. Facebook.com/Perjury Punk Band. Paul, you've been set to, Tony One. The reason that you might have nearly got that was because we only played them the other week.
It was recent, yeah.
So you get played again. So that might be the first time, actually, that we've played the same song in a fortnight or something.
Yeah, I think it was really soon. Yeah, it wasn't, yeah.
I mean, we have played the same song again, but normally months late on a best of.
Yeah.
So we've played that track, I think, twice in 3 weeks, which is really quite something. So this Wham Bolt special is groundbreaking.
That's all right, because, you know, this show goes up after Christmas, so this might be a lot of people's first punky.
Hey, heg tolo to you, if that is the case.
Heg tolo.
Tony, you got any Facebook comments for
us? Punky. Yes, I have.
In that case, it's time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
You do make me laugh.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment. Give it a cheeky follow. Thanks to everyone who got in touch. I did put up a post reminding you that it was Christmas, and the best gift, one of the best gifts, well, a gift you can give us is a comment for Christmas.
Free.
It is free. You're scraping it by now, so you might not be featured, but maybe New Year comments on our would be great for us. Something to be read out maybe around about the 10th, something like that. Anyway, ish. Right, some comments this week. Simon not got in touch.
Heg Tolo, Simon Knott.
Yes, I was listening, albeit a little late, to the 9-0 poorly being internet whitewash of the hapless Tony.
What a wonderful show that was.
It was an abomination of fair play. Tony would have had to have been the cheating love child of Sherlock Holmes and Mystic Meg to have got, by my reckoning, at least half of those right. It's got to stop, Paul B. Edwards, in the name of fair play.
No, I don't care.
You got to have a chance in the first place.
No, you don't.
Once again, a call for reversal of roles, the boot on the other foot, a level playing field. Yours, the ambassador of no lopsided contests.
Look, I am a perennial loser. I hardly win anything ever, right? Yeah. I don't even get 3 numbers on the lottery. What I get is 2 numbers and the bonus, and I get a lucky dip so I can lose again the week after. This is one of the only times I win on this show. Probably 2 out of 3, I reckon.
And also, Simon's kind of assuming that I'd want the ball on the other foot. Yeah, do I want to be preparing 9 different websites for you to guess every week? No.
Well, also, yeah, it's like, I mean, you have enough work to do.
Exactly.
And I'm a lazy ass git.
I quite like just sitting down and participating for once.
You just quite like sitting down and losing. It's easier.
I don't mind losing.
But you do win, that's the thing, you do win, often.
Occasionally.
Yeah, all right then, we can discuss the difference between occasionally and often.
That is true.
Right, what else is it?
Seth Catmilk has been in touch.
Heg Tolo, Seth Catmilk.
Heg Tolo, Catmilker. Wishing you both a very happy Christmas and a happy Christmas to all the other listeners.
This thing gets increasingly Alan Partridge, doesn't it?
It does a little bit. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you indeed, Seth.
Maybe in 2019, he was at Intercomp at one point, wasn't he? Let us know. Maybe there's a tour you can go on.
Who knows?
Or a fantastic band you can go and watch. Shout out for local hero.
Or both.
Or both, even.
Okay, I'm hoping in about a year's time I'll be a local hero.
There you go. You're going the right way.
Thanks very much.
Mike McGuigan's been in touch.
Heg Tolo, Mike McGuigan.
Heg Tolo, Mike. Happy Christmas, guys. This is the only podcast thingy I listen to, because it's punky. All the best.
I can't help thinking it might be the only one he listens to because he thinks this one's so bad that he can't bring himself to start on another one. But he feels obliged to listen to this one.
Well, as soon as you're in, you can't really ever leave. Anyway,
Heg Tolo to the rest of the family as well, Mike.
Yeah, Heg Tolo.
Heg Tolo.
Finally, Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Heg Tolo, Nick Wambolt.
Heg Tolo, Nick Wambolt. He said, Merry Christmas, Paul and Tony. thanks for doing what you do. Hope the new year finds you well. Thank you very much, Mr. Wambolt.
Well, this week we're not doing what we do. He's done it for us.
Exactly.
It's brilliant. Is that it? Oh no, I'll tell you. So something I saw on Facebook this afternoon. It wasn't a comment or anything. My friend Debs. She's not very active on Facebook. When she does type something, it's always funny, right? When she puts a post up, it's always funny. And this afternoon, she put something that really tickled me. And Debs, if you are listening, Hectolo, right? She put this afternoon, I've decided that for the rest of the day, every time anything happens, whether I'm in the company of other people or not, I'm just going to shout, it's a Christmas miracle. And she's been doing it when the kettle boils, when a cat moves, anything. She's just going, it's a Christmas miracle. I tried it myself this afternoon for about 5 minutes. I parked the car. It's a Christmas miracle. I got out the car. It's a Christmas miracle. I walked past Wetherspoons in Arnold and the bloke was having a fag. I looked at him and went, wow, you're having a fag. It's a Christmas miracle. Thought he was going to punch me and retired.
Yeah, you don't do that in Arnold.
No. So anyway, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Right, so Nick Wambolt, Tony.
Yes.
He's picked another one for us now. This is one we played earlier this year. All of these we played this year, in fact, as you know. I mean, it's a bit weird, isn't it? When you do a podcast, people don't really start listening in a bit of the way through. So once you say something at the start, you don't need to repeat it. But I've still got that basic radio training in my background that I remind you of stuff. Even though you've heard it. So sorry about that. But anyway, we don't know how to say this properly. It might be Stoy Snack, but it's spelled Stodge Snack. And he is a Danish screamer songwriter with some ne'er-do-wells behind him getting stuck in. And he brought out an EP a little bit earlier this year. This again, we played only 2 or 3 months ago. And Nick Wambolt likes it enough to get it on his festive special.
Excellent.
So, Tony, what is Stodge Snack's website?
Stodgesnack.com.
Simple as that. STOJSNAK.com. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 2. Are you listening, Simon Knott? This is Thousand Daisies.
We're gathered here to lose our grip on all our guidelines and guilt. To sing and dance like nobody's watching. Escape fire!
what we felt here for a second could be the layout for our lives. Let's try to remember and keep it with us where the moment's gone. So look around you, the smiling faces in the crowd. We all made this happen. Here we're all equals and we all belong. What's that today say? Underground and longing for the sun. What's that today say? Growing through the concrete. What's that today say? Feeling close to somewhere we belong. Somewhere we belong. Somewhere we belong.
You're listening to 70 Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Some of these outtakes are gold dust. that was Story Snack and A Thousand Daisies. And now we're listening to 70 Surfers, we should say Heg Tollo to Jeff Ugly Shoes, Tony.
Heg Tollo, Ugly Shoes?
Exactly, because I did see him on Facebook earlier this week post a photograph of himself getting himself dressed up as Santa.
Oh dear.
That man's changed. But he's always like dressing up, to be fair. Did you do anything last week? Let's have a horse update.
Horse update. So we've had, since we bought the horse, he's been out in the field in the paddock all day, 24/7. He's now coming in for the winter today. So it's because the field's all muddied up and everything, so he's sliding all over the place. So I brought him into the stables now, so he's going to be in the stable overnight. So we had to adjust the fence because he's going to be in a smaller
stable. Have you built a stable?
No. He's in a field, in like a livery. So they have stables there.
Oh, I see. Right. I mean, you didn't put a manger in it as well.
No. It looks like somewhere like that though. It's I've spent the afternoon putting straw in the bottom of a stable. He came in and we fed him and just took hours. I don't know where the time went really, but that's most of my day was spent doing that. Apart from that, finished work. Obviously probably Christmas is gone by the time this is up, and had a great time. Apart from that, not much. What have you been up to?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say Heg Tollo to Sangre di Gatito. Also known as me.
Yes.
Heg Tollo, Steph. So last week, I said I might go and see Bleach Boys, didn't.
Ah, okay.
Largely because on Friday night, I went down to see my mate Steve.
Okay.
At his pub in the Duke's Arms. Heg Tollo, Duke's Arms.
Heg Tollo, Duke's Arms.
I wonder if you're going to get bored of this. I'm not. And the pub, oh, absolutely. But I walked in, it was packed. Well, no, I don't like this. So I went upstairs and the cat jumped on me. So I sat there for a bit with the cat. Then when it had thinned out a bit, I went downstairs. Well, I saw Steph, who we have mentioned a few times, the man responsible for for introducing me to one of the best jokes I've ever heard, and his wife, Emma. And Emma was sat down at the bar, and I sat down at the bar, and Emma went, "Oh my God, Paul, hello, how are you? You're one of my favourite people." I went, "Great." She went, "Are you here until Sunday?" I went, "No, I'm going back tonight." She went, "Oh, it's my birthday on Sunday. Fuck off." All I'm saying is women are fickle.
they can change.
They can turn. Had a really good night with everyone down there. Loved you to see Steve and Lindsay. Heg Tollo to Lindsay as well.
Heg Tollo.
Yes. And had a great night. And the next day, me and Steve did what we always do best, which is have a blazing argument started by me about absolutely nothing in the early hours of the morning. I went to bed, woke up the next day, thought, I don't even know what I was arguing about. I was in a good mood. Went downstairs, saw Steve and went, "I'm really sorry about arguing with you last night. I wasn't even bothered about the thing I was arguing about." He went, "That's what I was trying to tell you, but you kept going on it." Went, "I know, these things happen." He said, "Anyway, do you want some free beer?" I went, "Yeah."
Nice.
I know, that's a brilliant Christmas. So he had some beer that a rep gave him for nothing that he couldn't sell.
Okay, why is that?
Whatever licensing restrictions or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
So he said, "I can't sell it. So do you want it?" I went, "Free beer." He went, "Yeah." I went, "I'll back the car up." So I got some beer. Oh. Like, that was good, wasn't it? Yeah, I got some beer.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And here's a Christmas miracle. And I bought a bottle of wine off him as well for my dad for Christmas. So I was very pleased. It all worked out all right. And then I drove back. And then I stayed in on Saturday night because I felt a bit fragile. Can't think why. Must have stayed in a pub the night before or something. So anyway, that was about it. And then I went to Arnold this afternoon. I did put on Facebook that when I thought about my location for last minute shopping, not Christmas shopping, just shopping, I thought, oh, I might go to Arnold, but Arnold might be rammed, and then thought that could be misconstrued. And a few people on Facebook thought the same thing. Anyway, that's about that. So we're going to play something from the vaults, even though everything's from the vaults technically this week, because it's a Wham Bolt special.
Wham Bolt.
So, but this one is more from the vaults than others in that it's a cover of an old Tom Jones song that we played earlier this year by a band called the Hard Toms, who are a, I don't know really how to describe them. They do Tom Jones covers in a punk ska style, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're from Toronto, which is, of course, where Preston Button still resides. So, Heg Tolo, Preston Buttons.
Heg Tolo, Preston Buttons.
What's the Hard Toms Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheHardToms
It is, and the halfway stage is Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 2. Are you listening, Simon Knott? This is Love Me Tonight. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Hard Toms. Find out more about them, as I say, facebook.com/TheHardToms. Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
It's Christmas, isn't it?
Heg Tolo.
Heg Tolo. Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with? Will they like a gig with the Apocalypse Babies? Let me know. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Yeah, expect lots of Apocalypse Babies. We've got to it next year. Right, so this 29th Saturday?
Oh yeah, so when we said what did we do last week, that's because we've made this before Christmas, even though it's been Christmas and we both had a lovely Christmas.
Yes, exactly. I think,
yes, of course.
When did we say this is going up? Thursday, possibly?
I've got no idea.
I have no idea. I think it's probably
when it suits you.
Yeah, I think this shop series will probably be Thursday. So this Saturday the 29th at the Rescue Rooms. I think we've played this band before. Dirtbox Disco.
No, I don't think we have. I think we planned to and it didn't happen.
Okay. Right, I know we've had
anyway.
Right, okay.
But they normally fill a Nottingham gig.
Yeah, they're quite successful. They were, I mean, the Rescue Room is a pretty big room. So this Saturday, Rescue Rooms, they're playing with Headsticks. Opens at 6:45. It's the 9th anniversary, apparently. So if you are... There's not a lot going on this weekend. So if you can, if you are stuck for something, this Between the Walls weekend, do check it out. Saturday night, Rescue Rooms, Dirtbox Disco. No idea how much it costs. Can't be. I'm sure it's less than a tenner. Go and check it out.
It's recommended.
Of course.
Yes.
That's all I have. It's quiet.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
Local hero.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
All right. Shall we play something else that Nick Wambolt has picked?
Why not?
Let's do it. So a band called Crippled Urn, Tony. Hardcore punk from the Bronx. You don't get a bit much tougher than that, do you? Again, played them earlier this year. Everything we that's on this show was played in 2018 at some point. And this was at the point when I thought, oh, hang on, there's a bit of a Wambolt theme developing here. He is into his hardcore and his street punk. But then I looked at it and thought, no, actually, there's an excellent selection here. What was I talking about at the start of the show?
Right, okay.
It's a Christmas miracle, Tony.
It is.
What is Crippled Urn's Facebook page?
facebook.com/crippledurn.
It is. That's facebook.com/ CRIPPLEDEARN, which I believe makes it Tony 4, Paulie Being Internet 2.
It does.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is.
Disappointed and disengaged. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crippled Urn, Disappointed and Disengaged. We haven't got a lot by Crippled Urn. I'll see if there's anything else we can maybe play in the new year. But by the time we've done this show and the next show. I have a feeling that I'll have a backlog of stuff to play when we record into the new year, all new stuff, which is going to be mid-Jan.
Yeah.
Happened very quickly. So what are you doing this week?
So officially we are the 29th-ish, aren't we? So what am I doing? Not a lot, to be honest. We've just promised ourselves a good break between Christmas and New Year. So between here and New Year, we'll be doing probably not a lot. We'll be right. Drinking, planning some stuff. I'm going to be... one thing I'm going to do is learning songs.
Actually, one thing that you've been doing, Tony, last week, wasn't it? Was that you went to the Christmas market in Nottingham and thought it was brilliant.
It was great.
Yeah. And was there a Curryverse there then?
No, there's a Bratwurst stand on the way in. Have you been?
No, but you talked about the one before that was a fiver and you weren't happy about it.
No, I wasn't happy about that at all. So there's one near the Brian Clough statue.
Yeah.
That's too expensive. But on the other side of the square near the trams, where you go into the new whatever it's called, there's a German one there, and that looks a bit, that's priced better, but I didn't see Curryverse on the menu, and it's all about the spice.
I just mentioned it because when you posted on Facebook that the Christmas market was fantastic and Nottingham had done yourself proud, I said Curryverse, and I think you said Curry Greatness or something.
Curry Greatest. Yeah,
Curry Greatest, which suggested to me you'd found a good one, but no, that was just
There was one on the way in. But in previous years, it's that the centre. So they have, obviously they've got stalls and an ice rink, and then you've just got like a bar area. And the bar area in the past couple of years has just been a shack, and it's been quite cold with like your heaters around, and you're really struggling. But this year it's really full on. It's like
it's quite an impressive structure, isn't it?
It's proper two stories. It's lovely in there. Nice little booths in there, and it's lovely. It's the best I've seen it.
Yeah.
In 10 years. So I did have to post. And yes, you're right. On the way into the bar, on the right hand side, before you get to the security men, there's a little sausage stand, little German one.
Yeah.
Good old German.
It got in the way of my tour the other week.
It is a bit full on. Yeah.
It's a very full square at present.
Yeah, what are you up to, sorry?
Well, I might as well tell you what I'm doing for New Year. So New Year's Eve, I am basically drinking my way to Malta from Nottingham.
Right, that's quite impressive.
So I'm flying to Malta from East Midlands Airport on New Year's Day. And my plan is that, and it can't possibly go wrong, is that I'm going to go out in Nottingham with my bag, and then I'm going to see the New Year in town, and then I'm going to get the Skylink bus from town at 2 a.m. to East Midlands Airport. The flight's at 6:45, which means that I should have a good 3 hours in the airport to continue my celebrations, drag myself onto the plane, and wake up somewhere significantly warmer.
Oh dear.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Oh dear.
Right. You're saying, oh dear, like you've got proper reservations about this, haven't you?
Well, that about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, well, we're different. I'd probably be getting my hangover by about that time. So maybe carry on.
Not a problem for me.
And they don't really let you on if you're too drunk, generally.
Yeah, I think they will on New Year's Day, Tony. There won't be anyone not too drunk on that flight.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, but if you're obviously causing bother and a bit shouty, yes, I will be stumbling on. I'll take some Tic Tacs and I'll tell them I'm tired.
Okay.
As I say, what can go wrong?
Exactly.
If the show on January the 10th is recorded from prison, you'll know that something fairly severe went wrong. I think I'll be all right.
So when are you back? So you're off on the 1st, back on these 8th
I get
something.
Back on the 9th.
Okay.
I've gone for 8 days. I'm going for 8 days. And because there's no flight from East Midlands to Malta on the 2nd, so I had to go on New Year's Day, or whichever way around it was, or I couldn't come back on the Tuesday up. Whichever way around it was, I had to go for 8 days rather than 7, which meant that I couldn't get a standard holiday, all-inclusive holiday, unless I did it for 7 days. So what I've done is, I get to Malta on New Year's Day, and then all I've got to do is get myself to Sliema on the outskirts of Valletta, where I'm booked into a hostel for the night. £8.
Nice.
Yeah, and then the next day I get the bus up to Bajiba, where I'm staying for the week, to book into me all inclusive for the week. So it all works out really well, actually.
Okay.
All works out fine. Because you get a bus ticket for €12 for the week. So I'll get that on the Tuesday when I'm going up to the resort. You see what I mean?
Mm.
Or the Wednesday, whichever day it is. Because then I'll have that for coming back. So I'll just have to get a one-way ticket from the airport to Valletta. Assuming, of course, I get on the plane.
Of course.
Yeah. But I am making that assumption.
So that's my plan, so we're going to Thursday is the 3rd, so we'll probably next Punky will be on the 3rd and then we'll do one on the 10th.
Yes.
Okay, just that so people be, know, so it's going to be Thursdays for the next 3 weeks.
I think that will be how it will work. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright,
good.
Alright, brilliant.
That's it then, I think. Yeah.
Let's play two songs in a row.
Let's do
on
that.
This Wham Bolt special. Stay Clean for Justine and the Unclean. That we own. Did I say Stay Cleaned?
You did, yeah.
Stay tuned. I mean, you should stay clean as well.
Yeah.
Get on the bus, Gus. Stay tuned for Justine and the Unclean. But first, the Cavemen, Tony, New Zealand's finest young, crazy 100 mile an hour garage punk nutcases, now relocated to London, and they have a big fan in the shape of Nick Wambolt.
Mm.
We first heard about them via Dirty Water Records, but then they made a little jump to Slovenly. So hello to Paul Manchester, and in fact Heg Tollo to Paul Manchester.
Heg Tollo.
And Heg Tollo to Diamond Joe. That'll work out fine. What is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
thecavemennz.bandcamp.com.
It is the Cavemen NZ, thecavemennz or NZ .bandcamp.com, making it Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Simon Knott, scumbag.
Buttons.
listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Guana Bats are imminently, if they haven't already, bringing out a new album, which they haven't done for years. And I'm just hoping it's going to be brilliant. I imagine it will be. They are a fantastic band. And Heg Tolo to Pip and Stu from Guana Bats and Johnny Bowler, who have become, I can't say good friends, but certainly friends over the years. And they're absolutely brilliant. That was Justine and the Unclean and a track called This System Is Set to Self-Destruct. Tony, what is Justine and the Unclean's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Justine and the Unclean.
This is getting ridiculous. Tony, six probably be in the internet too. The idea that this is unfairly weighted is beyond me. Justine and the Unclean are a rock and roll band from Boston, Massachusetts, as you just heard. Right.
Yeah.
Have you got twats?
No.
What are you doing instead then?
I'm going to talk about Podchaser. But firstly, is a twat. So if you do have a twats, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats read with thanks. Can't play the theme tune without it. It would have been nice to have a twat to finish the year on, but can't have everything. My horse has got hay, and I'm in a band. So it is one. So right. Email me twats. Podchaser.
Now, just before you get started on Podchaser, I will say, you know, I said earlier in the show that I would tell you what had sparked my festive mood. Right. So this is the time of year when it doesn't matter what channel you watch on the TV, there's a festive type or feel-good film on. Yeah. And this afternoon, I saw advertised Up was on.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
I thought, blimey, it's a bit early in the day for a Russ Meyer classic. But no, it's not that Up.
No.
It's that other Up. The animated sort of one with the bloke in who puts his house balloons. Under loads of balloons and flies off. And I watched it from start to finish, Tony.
You didn't skip the first 5 minutes?
No.
Okay.
Why would I have skipped the first 5 minutes?
Oh, it's sad.
Oh no! I have to go through that sad process to get the happiness.
Okay,
that's how it works, Tony. That's what they want you to do.
Right.
You can't have light without dark, Tony. You have to have the dark so you can see the light. And Tony, I have seen the light. Peg Tolo to the light. By the end of that film, I was covering myself in tinsel and skipping around the place singing.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was all right. Well done. Liked it. Yes, right. So, sorry, Podchaser.
Right, so, as an alternative to the Apple iTunes Store, there is Podchaser. So, Podchaser is just a listing of all the podcasts available. You can rate them. There are categories. There are charts, lists, bit of a community building on there. So if you're interested, go to podchaser.com. Our page is podchaser.com/punkyradio. You can review us, please do so. 5 stars only, please. We'll read your reviews out. Now, a few weeks ago, I did mention that we had a 1-star review. And if you could review us to help us out. He's been back. Someone has now ticked 1 star. You can actually rate episodes on Podchaser as well. So on our main page, there are 5 episodes, and someone's ticked 1 star on all of them within same minute. And it was the same user from the other week.
Right.
I have reported his arse to Podchaser, and they did get back to me. So that's going to be sorted out. But
very good.
If you can, they were very good to come back to me. Very gracious. So they are good. But if you can review us, please do so, because it just looks quite bad at the minute.
Yeah,
but it also
someone's clearly got it in for us.
Exactly, we thought it was one off last time, but it's not.
That's not very festive, is it?
No, it's really not. That's not what I wanted. So just a note: if you can review us, please do so. If you can tick maybe some of the episodes, upvote them because they look quite poor at the moment. But I think also the guy will be sorted out. I have ratted him in.
He's been
ratted. I have coened him in to the law. So
yeah. Well, perhaps he could say Heg Tolo to internet prison before they
Heg Tolo coppers. Yeah. The Wozzers are out to get me. And that's it, really. Oh, one last thing, when you talk about new albums, there's a new Apocalypse Babies album out. Came out about 2 days ago.
It's out now, is it? I thought we'd already mentioned this, but go on.
No. So it's a new album that came out 2 days ago or something like that. It was released. I don't even know what it's called. I haven't even heard it yet. But if you are interested, search Pockets Babies, the URL's ridiculous.
I've heard it. Or is this not politically incorrect?
This is a new album. Politically incorrect.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So
I've only just got politically incorrect.
Yes, this is 2017. I'm holding my hand.
Just got politically incorrect. I've been politically incorrect for a very long time.
Now there's a new album come out about 2 days ago. About 13 new songs, and they started recording the next one.
Prolific.
Really are, turning
prolific,
that way.
Up your alley.
Exactly. So I'm going to feature on the new album, but not on this one. So this new one out, if you are interested.
Yeah. I am interested. And obviously I'd like to get all the songs done so I can pick some to play on Punky Radio.
I'll ask the guitarist to send you an MP3 version as soon as he gets one.
That would be very good.
Of course. Yes, that's all my news that I have.
Right then, let's play a last track on this Wambolt special, Tony. Mm. So you haven't said Wambolt, have you, again?
Wambolt.
Oh, no, I mean you have, but you haven't said it recently.
I do love it.
Nerdlinger, Tony.
Okay.
And now, I think I might have messed up here. I think I might have played this track last when we played it before, and we're playing it last again. That's no reflection on the song. It's because it's fast. And fast goes last wherever possible so that Paul Jordan keeps up his jogging. And Heg Tolo to Paul Jordan.
Heg Tolo, Paul Jordan.
So do you fancy some dodgy 90s punk from Sydney? Their description, not mine.
Please.
What is Nerdlinger's Bandcamp page?
Nerdlinger.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed, and Nerdlinger's Nerdlinger. So I believe that's Tony 7, Paulie being in set 2.
Excellent.
Right, so Simon Knott, how do you feel about that?
Mmm.
Yeah, I bet he's been. I bet he's the culprit of the one stars, you know.
He could be, you know.
I bet that's what he's been doing. He's so irate at what he sees as injustice. He's one starring us until it is rectified. Well, it's been rectified.
There you go.
He's 172. This is Miyajima Cockroaches.
You're changing, rearranging it all. That's no fucking way to win a war. Your patience, the Holy Father and that Son. That's about the time you turn around. Just how many people need to die at the hands of your God while they just sit and watch? Sit and watch. Feel the pain. Doesn't make you special.
That's about the size of it for this Nick Wambolt special. The first time we've ever given... No, it's not.
No.
It's not the first time we've ever given the whole show to a listener.
But a few times, haven't we?
Because Amberance did at least one Christmas one for us.
It was two Christmas specials she did, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So it has been done before, but not just someone's favourites over the last year.
No, and I think this is the first time we've heard from Mr. Wambolt as well.
It is. So what a brilliant new listener you've been, Nick Wambolt. Yeah. Tony, maybe you'd like to mention the internet stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Punk Radio, PUDUNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, and that's ANDRA.SE.
I hope you have a fantastic new year and give it a big Heg Tolo at midnight. We will see you on the other side. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.